U.S. Army, retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Kevin Ryan joins us, GMI Studios, on our network of news talk stations here in New England. He's an associate fellow at Harvard Kennedy School of Government and teaches in lectures in a certain area there, but his military expertise is really appreciated here this morning. Thank you for your service to our country, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Jack.
If it's okay, I'm going to call you General. As I said on the show a few moments ago, I am gravely now more concerned than ever that Vladimir Putin, I think, General, I want to hear from you. We had a colleague of yours on the show the other day, another retired general, who said he thought the shock on attack, that the way Putin started this war in Ukraine, hitting 24, 25 targets in a couple days, I think he thought that they'd already be in the capital and putting in a new government, and the Ukrainian resistance has been so fierce and strong, led by an incredible patriotic leader, Ukrainian President Zelensky. But now I'm worried about a 40-mile military convoy going to Kyiv. I'm looking at video of the rocket blowing up the Russian rocket of the government building in the second largest city, and I don't know how the Ukrainian people can withstand Putin now doubling down, if you will, to take the country. So walk us through what is likely to happen the rest of this week when it comes to this sort of renewed attack now on the two largest cities in Ukraine.
Sure, and I think you've captured it correctly. There are two things happening here. One is that the Ukrainian military and the Ukrainian people are fighting above their weight. They're doing a great job of resisting the Russian advances. They're doing a great job of ambushing convoys, etc. But if you step back and look at this from 10,000 feet, you can see that the Russian military is over twice as many people, way more powerful equipment and weapons, and it's a matter of time before the brutal force of the Russian onslaught will outweigh this heroic defense by the Ukrainians. And clearly the Russians have set capturing Kyiv as a initial and very important goal, because they want to overthrow the government. They want Zelensky out of the government. They want all of his people arrested. They call them Nazis, even though Zelensky himself is a Jew and the son of Jewish Holocaust ancestors. So, but that's Russia's goal here, is to depose the leadership and to create some sort of new state. We don't know what that might look like in the region of present-day Ukraine.
General Ryan, do you think Vladimir Putin, is aware or cares that he's lost the PR war here and that Zelensky's emerged as an international kind of Churchill-esque leader against all odds, not leaving the country, not running, fighting to the end? Does Putin care that Zelensky, that he's almost made him a martyr already?
Yeah, I think Putin is recognizing that he has lost the PR campaign, as you put it, and also he's lost, in very real terms, the ability to get any of the core demands that he started this with. You know, back in December, he issued demands of no NATO enlargement, no more NATO weapons in neighboring countries, and returning to 1997 situation of NATO. Both the U.S. and NATO rebuffed all of those calls before the war, and now that the war is on, even if he deposes the government, even if he takes Kyiv, he's not going to get any of those things. The U.S. and NATO have shipped more weapons into those countries, so we've put more troops there.
Yeah.
You're right, he's lost.
General Kevin Ryan, retired Brigadier Army General, this is the heart of my question for you this morning. We appreciate your time and your service, General. When I spent some time at a place where I know you spent time at some point, the U.S. Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, on your way to executive officer status, I'm sure, I was able to go to the National Security Seminar a number of years ago, 2019, as a civilian student, and I think it was General Abrams, a three-star general, was kind of our, you know, leading person on campus. And I remember having lunch and talking with him and about Russia, about North Korea, about Tehran, about China. And it was very clear to me, talking to the colonels and generals of the War College, that China still remains our number one nemesis. And he said on Russia, Putin is ruthless. All the things that we should not be surprised, but their economy is weak. They're a big energy exporter, and their military is not as good as Putin flexes. So my question, General, is Putin can certainly take the Ukraine, and we can put a wall and a door around him or a circle from NATO countries. Does he stop at the Ukraine, General?
Yeah, I can tell you my opinion, but the reality is nobody really knows. My opinion is that he would need a long reset after this war in order to rest his military, regroup, rearm, retrain, et cetera. So there will be time before he gets to make another decision like this. But his war is with NATO. The battle is with Ukraine right now, but he is against NATO. Mm-hmm. And NATO has to be aware of that and act accordingly.
And General Ryan, before I let you go, what about China? How closely are they watching this, and how tight do you think the Chinese government or leadership is with Putin in terms of having his back, or does Putin overestimate that relationship?
No, I think Putin relies on it very heavily, and they are arm-in-arm in most of their strategic goals. The Chinese military trains with the Russian military every year. They send thousands of troops there to train in the field. So those militaries, although they don't admit to having any kind of alliance, those militaries are very closely entwined and could operate together in the field. I don't think we'll see Chinese troops in Europe, and I don't think that China is going to come rushing to Russia's help militarily, but they support Russia 100%.
And if you had to say what you're seeing now, this overwhelming Russian force, did they take the capital and the largest city, the second largest city, by Friday, or is this something that is it day to day, hour to hour? Is it number? I mean, I don't know how Ukraine can sustain, survive this in terms of the sheer numbers.
Fighting in the cities is an unpredictable thing. It gives an advantage to the defender, which is good for Ukraine. It took the U.S. If we think back, it took the U.S. 3 weeks to invade and get to the capital and topple Saddam Hussein in the invasion of Iraq. So we're, as you pointed out here, we're only 5 days, 6 days into this, so there's a lot of time for things to happen. But it's going to be very bloody and brutal in the cities, regardless of who wins.
General Kevin Ryan, thanks again for your service. Thanks for joining us with some military expertise. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jack.